Tommy had to know that Lake State was going to battle back playing at home, and I thought you guys certainly weathered a little bit of a storm early. And boy, when you guys play with a lead, pretty darn good when you're playing with a lead, aren't you?
Well, we were tonight, Schulze, and I mean, the biggest thing is that when you have a lead, if you play smart, you're going to get a heck of a lot more opportunities. You need to play 200 feet. You need to get pucks deep. You need to be above the puck. And if you are, because they got to go for it. They've got to go for it. And if you play smart, you're gonna generate even more offense, and you're gonna have the ability of extending that lead.
The first goal, great finish by Alex Adams, but boy, what a pass and good read there by Carter Jones, making that nice little drop pass.
100%. Jones, he made a heck of a play right there. He brought the puck down on his offside. He delayed a little bit, and he opened up, and you saw Adzi coming in late, and I thought it was a heck of a play, too.
I don't know if you've seen the replay of it yet, but how is that not a penalty shot?
You know, I have to look at it, Schulze. Vita told me after the game, he just says, "Tom, I didn't think it was a penalty shot." He goes, "It was a penalty." So he goes, that's why, you know, why we went 2 minutes. So I don't really know the rule. Just because the goalie's pulled, I don't think that, you know.
If it's called a penalty shot, then it's an automatic goal.
I do know that, Schulze, but it wasn't called a penalty shot is what I'm getting at. He didn't think that. He thought the angle was just a tripping is all I'm getting at. So who am I to argue with him?
Boy, they had the goalie pulled there, and they had an awful lot of traffic, a lot of misdirections. I don't know if it was by design or not, but how do you think you guys handled that extra attacker situation for them?
I thought we battled hard. I really didn't think they had great looks, and I thought we. I was yelling on the bench. You know, the time's our best friend. And I just thought we ate quality seconds off the clock in the corner. I thought we had good support on the scrums. So I thought we played pretty good. I got to look at it again, Schulze, on tape, but I thought we played pretty good on it.
Was the empty net goal a flat-out play? Win the draw and go off the glass and win a foot race with a net empty?
No, but we wanted to do the aerial, so we were going to go off the glass no matter what. And, you know, these guys sniff that out. They sniff that out pretty good. And once we won the faceoff, and it gets scary, though, in this barn when we go off the glass, because they got those partitions. So it's not like you're in, like in our barn, you're going to get a clean. It's going to, because we have the seamless glass, so you're going to get a, you know, you're going to get a clean clear, you know, in the neutral zone. So it bounced right, and we got the puck behind their D, and Ethan got one of the foot race, and Charlie was in a good spot, and it was great to get that fourth one.